Now, in this morning's Old Testament reading, Moses tells the people of Israel that they should follow God's commandment and things will go well for them. I'm going to have to come down a little bit. It's a good crowd today. And God tells us through the teachings of Jesus that we are to care for those in need and to do good deeds. Who can tell me what a good deed is? When you do something nice for someone or for a cause. That's pretty good. Anyone else? Excellent definition. You taken the SATs yet? Because you could do very well. What's an example of a good deed? Has anyone done a good deed recently? What's an example of a good deed? Sharing, but you know, did you say I mowed my grandfather's lawn or something like that? Anyone done a good deed recently? Last week from Children's Friend? In Washington. Okay. So Neela helped deliver backpacks through your grandparents' church. Is that it? In Washington. That is a good deed. Now, if your grandparents had said to you, you need to deliver those backpacks or we're sending you back to Rhode Island immediately, and you had done it, would that have been a good deed? Right. So let's say you have a toy or video game and your brother asks if you can use it and you let him use it. Is that a good deed? Now what if your mother says, you better let your brother use that video game or I'm going to throw it away, and you let him use it. Is that a good deed? Mixed feelings in here. You could say it's helpful, but yes, it's not a good deed in the same way because you didn't do it voluntarily. And that's what St. Paul talks about in this morning's epistle reading. This is, he writes to his friend Philemon. Believe it or not, there was a rector here named Philemon. Not a very popular name these days. It's too bad. But you can see old Philemon's name right here on this plaque. You all look at it after church. Philemon's there. And he writes to Philemon, who was a slave owner and owned a slave named Onesimus. And Onesimus ran away and ran to Paul and became a Christian. And Paul writes to Philemon and says, I'm sending Onesimus back to you. Please free him. And he says, I could force you to do it, but I want you to do it voluntarily. He says, I could command you to do your duty, but I would rather appeal to you on the basis of love. He says, I'm asking you because I love you and because I know you love me to do this good deed, to free this slave. And he says, he asks Philemon to voluntarily free his slave in order that your good deed might be voluntary and not something forced. So this is the important thing, is that we voluntarily choose to do good deeds. God doesn't force us to do anything. That's clear from today's Old Testament reading. Now, we get to the tough part here, this gospel reading. This gospel reading we heard today, where Jesus says, whoever does not hate mother and father is not worthy to be my disciple. He's not literally telling us to go hate our mother and father. That would be against one of the Ten Commandments. Anyone remember which one? I don't think it's one. I don't remember either, so I'm not disappointed in you. But I know it's in there. Honor thy father and thy mother. And Jesus is not saying hate your father and your mother. He is saying, he is asking all of us to follow him. And he's saying sometimes that's difficult. Sometimes following what Jesus asks of us can even cause tension, can cause trouble in our family. But follow him.